From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Saudi Arabia's allies curbed diplomatic ties with Iran. Bahrain and Sudan cut their ties with Iran. The United Arab Emirates downgraded its relationship with that country, reducing representation to a charge d'affaires rather than an ambassador. Saudi Arabia followed its own severing of relations with Iran by canceling all passenger flights to and from the country. Here is Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir.
We will not allow Iran to destabilize our region. We will not allow Iran to do harm to our citizens or those of our allies. And so we will react.
The heightened tensions came in the aftermath of Sunni Saudi Arabia's execution Saturday of a leading Shiite cleric. U.S. stock prices fell sharply Monday following a sell-off in China, a slump in Europe, and rising tensions in the Middle East. The latest round of global market turmoil started when Chinese stocks plummeted around 7%. Officials stopped trading for the day on the Shanghai and Shenzhen exchanges. The sell-off was sparked by another in a series of disappointing reports on Chinese manufacturing. Afghan officials say security forces have killed all four heavily armed assailants who had been holed up since Sunday in a building near India's consulate in Mazar-e-Sharif. A spokesman for the provincial governor says at least one security personnel was killed and nine wounded fighting the attackers. Military officials say Islamic State suicide bombers attacked key oil facilities in northern Libya. On Monday, they were pushed back. The attacks targeted the Al-Sidra oil export terminal. Two soldiers were killed. This is VOA News. Peace talks between Burundi's government and the nation's opposition are set to start in Tanzania this week, but there's been no let-up in violence. Jill Craig has more.
Unidentified assailants fired three shells toward downtown Bujumbura Monday morning. One of the shells landed a few meters from the offices of the mayor, injuring three people, including a woman who was seriously wounded. Over the weekend, at least three people were killed. Eyewitnesses say that one of them was a young musician murdered by a police officer. Police officials say he was a criminal fleeing arrest when he was accidentally gunned down. Authorities have opened an investigation into the incident. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
British Prime Minister David Cameron Monday dismissed as desperate stuff an Islamic State video purporting to show militants executing five men it said were spying for Britain in Syria.
They hate us not for what we do, but for what we are. The fact that we are a successful, tolerant, democratic, multi-faith, multi-ethnic nation. They hate that.
British officials are examining the content of the video. Germany warned Monday that the passport-free Schengen zone in Europe is in danger after Sweden and Denmark introduced new border controls to stem the flow of migrants. A German foreign ministry spokesman said freedom of movement is an important principle and one of the European Union's biggest achievements. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton made his first solo campaign appearance Monday on behalf of his wife Hillary, the leading contender for this year's Democratic presidential nomination. The former president spoke to several hundred voters at a rally in New Hampshire.
I spent a lot of time thinking about this. I do not believe in my lifetime anybody has run for this job at a moment of great importance who was better qualified by knowledge, experience, and temperament to do what needs to be done now to restore prosperity.
Former President Bill Clinton on the campaign trail. U.S. President Barack Obama plans to unveil a series of executive orders in the coming days that he says will curb gun violence. He said the measures will not step on the rights of Americans to bear arms under the Second Amendment to the Constitution.
The good news is that these are not only recommendations that are well within my legal authority and the executive branch, but they're also ones that the overwhelming majority of the American people, including gun owners, support and believe in.
After meeting with top legal and law enforcement officials at the White House Monday, Mr. Obama said he plans to take his case to the American people to explain a series of initiatives he will implement to tighten federal gun control regulations. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.